From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders focused Wednesday on carving out a future without Britain, wrapping up a summit in Brussels. Tuesday night, they bid farewell to outgoing British Prime Minister David Cameron and called on Britain to exit speedily from the bloc. They say the UK should not expect any membership benefits. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
EU leaders sent their own message to Britain. Don't expect special treatment once you leave, as French President François Hollande pointed out.
S'il veut rester dans le marché unique,
he said that if Britain wants to stay in the single market, it has to pay the price, including accepting the free movement of people. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
U.S., Canadian, and Mexican leaders confronted a wave of trade protectionism and anti-globalization as they met Wednesday at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa. U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto were expected to seek ways to boost free trade under the 22-year-old North America Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump says he wants to renegotiate or scrap NAFTA, saying it has cost thousands of U.S. jobs and cut wages for American workers. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim is fingering the Islamic State group as probably responsible for Tuesday's attack on Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport. 41 people were killed and more than 240 wounded when three suicide bombers opened fire with assault weapons and then blew themselves up. The Turkish government declared a day of mourning on Wednesday, even as work crews cleaned up debris at the airport. This is VOA News.